Well, here she is.
Here I am, back from the Emerald Isle.
The pilgrim has returned.
The pilgrim hath returned.
There has been loads of questions for you about this.
Oh, Lord.
And lots of people have just put, we want to know everything, tell us everything, tell us how it was. So the opening bit of this, guys, is going to be straight into the Pilgrim Podcast Special, the PPS.
PPS. We're going straight
into
the PPS.
We will do some regular cons, but I would like, I think people really do want to hear about this experience that you had.
Okay. I think they're quite invested.
Oh, I think everyone's invested. So, what I think this is a great question. This is from MN Jones 84, and they say, what was the most surprising thing you experienced?
I think the most surprising thing I experienced is going thinking I had some questions or things I was sort of wanting to get out of it, and actually finding out that I've come away with more questions than I went with.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a bit of a sort of, and actually things that I kind of thought would take me a while to get to actually came very quickly, kind of in that first sort of day.
Right.
And then I think that's probably why over the kind of series of the next few days, I kind of ended up with things on my mind that I hadn't really even thought about or gone thinking about.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably the most surprising thing is, and also I think that I sort of went thinking, right, I'm going to go and do that, and at the end of it, I'll get all the answers that I'm looking for, or I'll get clarity on some stuff, or but actually, that wasn't the case at all, and I think that's been the most unexpected thing for me from doing it, is that I've sort of come back going, oh, actually, there's a lot of stuff that I hadn't even thought about, that hadn't even kind of been on my mind or crossed my mind.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think that's been the most unexpected outcome of the whole experience, I think.
What were the people like that you were with?
They were all lovely. There was probably a couple of them that were slightly
eccentric,
yeah, or just I suppose it's the sort of thing where you realize actually there are lots of people in this world and quite a lot of them are very different to me, which I kind of, you know, again, sort of expected.
Sure,
you know,
you're
gonna go and meet with, like, you know, six other people that, you know, are complete strangers to you, and they're probably going to be quite different. We had an Australian that had actually come all the way from Australia.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, no, because I thought, oh, she's Australian, but she's like, I don't know, she's lived here for years.
Yeah.
Or she travelled from Victoria, yes. And her name was Jen. Yep, no man Jen. I kept saying that to her. She did actually have a man.
Got a man, Jan,
yeah. There was one particular lady that I really bonded with, and quite a lot of the people there were probably quite a bit older than me,
right,
you know, probably more in their sort of like 60s,
yeah,
you know, maybe even into their sort of like early 70s, that sort of. But there was this one lady, Yvonne, and I always just called her Von. I said Yvonne, does anyone call you Von? And she said, the only person that's ever called me Von is my dad. And I was like, oh, does that mean I can't quit? She said, no, I love the fact that you want to call me Von. And Von was just absolutely lovely. And she really reminded me, and you, obviously our listeners, this won't make a huge amount of sense to you, but it will make a lot of sense to you, Patty. She really reminded me of Auntie Joy.
Auntie Joy, I knew you were going to say that.
Honestly, she was just, it was just like... Auntie Joy was there. It was very strange how like her she was.
So for listeners, Auntie Joy is our one of our maternal aunties who died a few years ago. Mm. And I would say that you and her had a particularly special relationship.
Yeah.
And you were incredibly close to each other. And I know that her dying hit you quite hard. Mm. And isn't that amazing that on something so, I don't know, reflective and something that you have wanted to do for a while, that there was somebody in the midst that felt like comfort and home, I suppose.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was just, she was just lovely. She just was, but she was also really fun. She just had a great sort of sense of humour. I could kind of, you know, get quite sort of silly and giggly with her. And that kind of happened quite instantly on that kind of first day. I sort of like thought, oh my gosh, like, I love who you are. And the fact that you really remind me of someone that I, you know, loved so much.
Yeah.
She was absolutely brilliant. And then like the actual kind of leaders of it were also really lovely and sort of connected with them quite a bit. And just, you know, throughout that whole kind of week, you have so many opportunities to talk to people that you might not normally cross in your life. Do you know what I mean? It was just a really special opportunity to, and there were some people like one of the guys that led it, his name was Ian, and he was probably maybe sort of, I would say maybe kind of late 50s, kind of going into sort of, but he was just like, he had, you know, we talked quite a bit. There was one particular walk we did that was through this woodland. It was absolutely beautiful. And I kind of really had some time to talk to him, and he sort of shared some of what's happened in his life in the last sort of year and some really quite difficult stuff he's gone through. And it was just having these opportunities to just kind of get a glimpse of what's going on in people's lives for a really short window of time. And also I think because you know this is just a short time, it's unlikely I'll ever see these people again. So I think it gives you the freedom to talk to them maybe on a deeper level
that
you wouldn't necessarily with people you know a bit more, or who know you and know your family and you know all of that stuff. It kind of,
I knew you were slagging me off to Ian on that walk. I knew it.
You picked up on those vibes.
I felt the vibes of that woodland walk. What was the thing, this is my own question actually as you've been talking, what was the thing that Did you have real moments of joy and real moments of sadness? Was there, I mean, not necessarily sadness, but I suppose emotion. Like, did it feel like a bit of a roller coaster?
Oh, very much.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Really just, you know, there was this one, I think it was probably on, I don't know if it was our first day or our second day, but we went to this, I'll not pronounce it properly because I couldn't get it when I was there, but it's something like Tsuluk Soleil or something like that. And it's basically this structure that was built, I think it was like back in the 90s, to mark something in Ireland. But basically the way they built it is that it's this like mound with like this concrete sort of thing through it that you can walk through.
Okay.
And so it's very simple, nothing like grand or anything, but when they built it in a way that at certain times of the year, I think it's like the spring solstice and the autumn solstice, on particular days the sun shines directly through this concrete structure, so you can be one end and you can see the sun.
It is
really, I mean, obviously we didn't get to witness that, but I imagine if you're there at that time and you see that, it's probably quite a thing. You just walk through this thing. There's a couple of big sort of wooden things that have been placed, and again, I think they've been placed in a particular way that hit sort of, because it's all open, so if you look up you can just see the sky, but it's kind of this sort of narrow, And basically what they said was this was sort of a bit of a, like a thing that's sort of to represent you coming from maybe one part of your life and into another. And they put this music on inside. They played this music, which was very moving. In fact, a lot of the music and stuff they kind of played or really was quite emotive. So they put this music on, and then they basically, one of the leaders sort of started and walked through. And at the other end, she had this blessing. So she walked through and read this blessing, and then the next person would walk through. You could take, you know, you could do it as quick or as long as you like. Take your time and just, and you walk through it, and then you come out the other end, and then that person reads that blessing to you. And then she moves away and you wait for the next person. So it's this sort of like process that you go through. And honestly, it just moved me in, like, it's probably the first day of this sort of journey that I was going on that I just, the emotion it kind of brought to the surface for me.
God, it's made me emotional.
I just walked through it, and I just stood there, and we had the most beautiful weather. Like, I went prepared for like absolute bloody piss every bloody day. And it was not, it did not rain once. We had blue sky and just the best weather to like walk in. And I walked through this thing and I looked up, and you just see the sky and the clouds, and this music's playing, and you know, and then you sort of walk through, and then someone read the blessing to me, and then Von was the person behind me, so Von walked through and I read the blessing to Von, and literally I'm like reading this blessing, hardly being able to talk because I'm like so emotional, and she just gave me the best hug. It was just like, and she just said, "Are you okay, Ange?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm okay." And you know, I have a faith, you know. I have a faith. I believe in God, and I believe that God has a plan for my life.
Absolutely.
And she just said that to me. She just said,
"Wow.
God loves you, Ange, and he has a plan for your life. Even at this point in your life when you maybe don't think there is, you know, you kind of," and I, you know, we kind of all shared, or people shared if they wanted to, like our reasons for doing it, and you know, so they all kind of knew that, you know, it's a big birthday year for me, and this was something I wanted to do, and I think that's why she said it to me. She was like, you know, God still has a plan for you, Ange, even at the age you are now. You know, don't kind of think that that's it and that there is nothing more for you, because there is.
Have you got the blessing? I'd love to hear it.
I did. I took a picture of it because I loved it so much. This is a traditional Celtic blessing.
Okay.
May the raindrops fall lightly on your brow. May the soft winds freshen your spirit. May the sunshine brighten your heart. May the burdens of the day rest lightly upon you. And may God enfold you in the mantle of his love. So that was the little blessing that was read to me, and then I read to Von. Yeah, it was very lovely.
Snedders has asked, would you recommend it? Was it everything you hoped for?
Oh, I would highly recommend it.
Right.
I would... Do you know what, I think it's weird because before we were, when I was getting ready to go, I was really nervous about going.
Of course.
And I think there's this thing about, like, you know, traveling on your own, doing something on your own, going to meet people you don't know, all of that stuff. And I would say probably the first day I probably wasn't quite myself, just because I was still sort of, you know, figuring me out, figuring people out, figuring my kind of surroundings and But by the end of it, well, probably even by the second day, I just fully immersed myself into what was the week was going to look like, and the people, and And look, you know, the company I use is a company called Journeying. They do, you know, these sort of walks all out. So you can do them in Scotland, Ireland, Wales. There are places in Wales, in England. But they're not, it's basically for all or any or no faith. So you don't have to do this with a faith.
Because somebody asked, was it a religious thing?
Yeah, I mean, and I think it depends what you're... For me, there was definitely the religious part of it for me that I kind of wanted to kind of sort of connect with. And there was that sort of... But it's definitely like the things that... So basically the day would be, you would have sort of a morning reflection, which would be just sort of like 15 minutes together in your group. But again, everything is very... You know, if you have a faith, you can definitely lean to that. But if you don't, it's not kind of, you know, religious in that way.
You're not singing Shine Jesus Shine at the top of
your
voice.
You're not singing Shine Jesus Shine.
Shame.
Shame. So you do your little reflections, then you'd have breakfast, and then you'd kind of set off. And there was, for me, that because of the type of route we were doing, we had sort of a base that we would come back to every day.
But
for other people that do these sort of walks, you kind of move from kind of base to base. So you kind of then set off for your day, you do your like walk, and there were other things that they had going on.
Yeah.
And you come back at the end of the day, we would have dinner together, and then we'd have an evening reflection. And then sometimes there were a couple of nights we had other things sort of planned, and we went to this beautiful church, and there was this choir singing, which was really lovely. I would say to anyone, if this is something that you think, you know, if you kind of are, I don't know, trying to figure out some stuff in your own life, if you're at a point in your life where things aren't making sense, if you're kind of, you know, having a big birthday coming up or not, you know, it doesn't have to be, but it was a really special experience. And yeah, I've come back a little bit more confused than I went, but I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think actually towards the kind of on our final day, we sort of did this walk that took us to the sort of beach that would be the kind of very end point of the walk that St. Aidan would have done, which is the walk that I was on. And on the sort of way to that, Ian sort of said, look, you know, if at some point we walked around this lake first, and he said, while we're walking around this lake, if you find a pebble or a stone, just pick it up and carry it with you, and we're going to take it to the beach. And he said, when we got there, he said, look, if you feel like you have got out of this what you wanted, if you've, you know, been able to sort of maybe clear your mind a bit, if you've got some clarity, then I want you to launch the pebble into the sea. He said, if you feel that you're still not really sure and you're kind of still figuring stuff out, then just keep hold of it and take it home with you. And I sort of felt like some things I had got some clarity on. But then I also felt like I'd said at the start, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know now. I'm feeling a bit more about some other things I hadn't really thought about. So I thought, well, no, I am going to throw my pebble, because there has been some kind of answers for me, and I have got some stuff out of this. Anyway, so I'm a rubbish throw. So I went to throw my pebble, and rather than going out to sea, it kind of went along sort of the shoreline. So I sort of chucked it. This seagull thought it was food, right? So I launched my stone, it hit the shore, the seagull came down, picked that stone up, took it further out and dropped it.
Wow.
And the person I was with, Joe, she was like, did that seagull just pick up your stone? I was like, yeah. She's like, Ange, there's something in that. There's got to be something in that. And I was like, yeah, that's a bit of a weird kind of... So in a way, I felt like my launching the stone was for part of it, and then the kind of seagull took it further out for me. And there's, I don't know, I feel like there's something in that a little bit.
Lee, Lydia Rose 16 would like to know one thing you missed from home. Obviously me. I mean, Lydia, that is not up for debate, but other than me.
Obviously Pats.
Pats. Yes. Yes.
Obviously
your fat, you know, like, you know, the standard ones, Ellen, Joel, yeah. Ian, like yeah. being your dog, all of that stuff. But what, I suppose, what was it that you were looking forward to getting back to other than them?
I don't think there was anything I was looking forward to getting back to other than them,
yeah.
Mm. I think probably...
I mean, less so Ian.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a given.
You know, Ian, it would throw higher.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm back.
Right, mate, yeah, back.
Yeah, I think there was part of what I went to try and get a bit of... I don't know what I wanted to get, but I sometimes feel like one of the things has been on my mind a lot, and I sort of took it with me there, was this feeling of not really ever achieving anything, not really feeling right. like I was sort of successful in any right. way. And I think that's something I've always sort of struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who I was speaking to, but I think it might have been Ian actually on this woodland walk day. I sometimes look at you and James and you're both very successful in, you know, what you do and the things you've achieved, and I sometimes feel like I haven't really done the right. things that you've done and the achievements that you have, you know, had in your life. And I think that's something I've always felt like I think it just kind of not bothered me. I just felt like I think there's something in the fact that probably for a lot of my life I've kind of like, you know, compared myself to sort of you and James and felt like, you know, I'm the shit one out of the three of us.
Oh my God, that is so far from the truth.
But that's, you know, that's sort of how and that was one of the things that very quickly in that first day I realized that success can look very different in lots of different ways, and actually to compare one thing to another is just you just can't compare them. And totally. And I think, you know, I think I might not have the success of like degrees and, you know, hugely successful TV shows and winning lots of awards for things, and, you know, that's not what my success is. I think I very quickly realized on the Monday, my success is, or I definitely feel like my success is my children. I feel like I'm a good mum. I'm a good mum to them. And I've really got two really good, decent, kind, wonderful people that, you know, I've raised, you know, and I feel like that really hit me. Actually, do you know what, Ange? That's, you know, yeah, it's not something that maybe everyone will see. It's not something that's going to be kind of splashed across, like, you know, TVs or newspapers, or, but actually that is a huge success. And I think also, I think I realized that you can be successful just in the way you are with people. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And that actually the way you can hopefully, you know, be a light to someone in like dark times, or the way you can just be supportive and be there. And I think those are things that I think I'm good at doing. And I don't necessarily ever see that as success. And maybe it's not success in the kind of regular run of it, but, I don't know. I feel like those were things I kind of went in with, and I very quickly realised that, yeah, success looks very different in lots of different ways for lots of different people. And just because it isn't like the regular run of the mill doesn't mean that you aren't successful. And that was something that hit me really quickly on the Monday. And actually, when I phoned home on the Monday evening, I actually got really upset while I was on FaceTime with them, because it really did kind of hit me really quickly. And I think that's what I didn't expect. I think I thought, oh, I'll probably figure that out by the end of the week. No, that came really quick. And then there were some other things that kind of then came up.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I would, if I spoke to anybody about you, there would be a real sense that I would say there's nobody in my life that I admire or look up to more than you. And, you know, there is so much stuff about you that I would desire to be and desire to have, and that I see as success. And there are points in my life that I would not have dragged myself through without you. And so as much as your children are absolutely your legacy and of course your biggest success, there's a huge amount of stuff you've ploughed into me as your little sister that has, you know, driven there to be somebody different in me. And I think that's the thing about you, Andrew. I think you have this completely unassuming nature about you that is so so rare actually in people these days. You have this lovely way that just makes people feel at ease and comfortable, and you know, it's not showy and it's not flashy, and you know, and that's one of the biggest things that I think most people who really have the privilege of knowing you respect about you more than anything else.
That's really lovely to say.
There's so many people that you have put success in. And I know that if James was here, he would be saying, but Ange, there's loads about me that is, you know, because of you. And as the oldest of the three of us, that's a really hard place to sit. That is a really hard place to sit, because we get to watch you, you know, we do get to do things differently. You know, I know as the youngest, look, I'm nowhere near as successful as James, but I know as the youngest, I've got to watch you and James do stuff, and I've chosen not to do stuff, and I've chosen to do stuff. And that's a very privileged position to sit in as the youngest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. And yeah, the success that you have created in your life is remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable, and you should never ever think that it's any less than anybody else's success.
I appreciate that, and I think I am sort of in a better place with that stuff now, having kind of been away, and you know, and I think that's the thing that it gives, you know, sort of thing. How often do you just go and have time just for you? You know, that just. Yep. Away from everything, with people you don't know, and just be, you know. And I think that's the thing I've totally taken from it, was this time that was just mine to really just kind of think about some stuff and learn from the people I was around, because you know, they are people that are coming from completely different you know, phases of life and different experiences and different ages. I think that was something that really struck me, is actually just being around older people.
It's amazing.
You know, it's so easy to just, like, you know, stick with people, you know, stick with people around your age, stick with people that have got the same sort of life experience as you have. And here I am with people that have had completely different lives, and had, you know, far more life experience than I've had in my 49 and a half years or whatever it is. So I think just all of those things that just, I really feel like it was a life affirming experience, and I come back with, you know, a different mindset, a different perspective. Saturday, I just couldn't do anything. I actually felt like physically mentally, emotionally
done in,
wiped out. I literally couldn't even really like, they were asking, oh, how, what was this? And I actually just couldn't even really
talk about it.
It was so, and I think now, kind of a couple of days on, I think I'm sort of, and there are things that I've sort of remembered that happened that I'd kind of, you know, even forgot about, you know, and so yeah, I would highly recommend it to anyone who, and even if it's, even if, you know, life's grand and everything's fine and you feel like, do you know what, sometimes I think is not until you stop and you have a bit of time that maybe some things that you just keep buried, you know, you keep a lid on, it gives the opportunity for those things to come to the surface. And sometimes they're things that are quite painful, and, you know, I cried lots in lots of different ways, whether that was on my own or with people I was walking with, or but there was also a lot of humor, and people can't
be around you and not find humor. Like, that is one of the most amazing contagious things about you. You will find the humor and the joy in anything. Talking of humor, I do want to do a Justin.
Great, let's do a Justin.
Before we go, because I think let's end on something.
Oh, let's end on a high.
So this Justin actually came in from Snedders.
Right.
And it just says, using a teapot. Isn't that so? Why is it embarrassing when everyone is watching you pour the tea from a teapot? It is like, it feels weirdly uncomfortable. Yeah. Whether it's because it takes quite a while, or you know, it's the drip, drip, drip of the tea. They always spill, don't they?
Oh yeah,
they never
come out perfectly. Come out right. No.
So that's because you have to do the whole spill
shit, it's dripping
spill everywhere. Did you got a napkin? As soon as I opened,
but I actually think, I mean, tea from a teapot.
Oh,
it is next level tea.
Next level.
It really is. Like,
yeah, it is. I understand why people get into having a special teapot they use every morning for their
100%. 100%. I can get my head around the whole teapot thing.
Yeah.
But it is an embarrassing thing to use. And I think because it's so, you just don't really use them now, do you? Teapots. I mean,
so you're normally in like a higher echelons place.
You're in your higher echelons.
You know, like, I think about when we've been for afternoon tea. Say it's quite quiet. Yeah. You know, you pick up the teapot. Oh,
that adds to the apprehension, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
You feel you're in somewhere that's quite sort of like, say, higher echelon. It's quite quiet. Everyone's watching you pick up the teapot or the tea. It's also that thing when you put the tea in and you, as you're pouring it, you think, this is not brewed enough.
Yeah, it's not brewed enough.
I've gone too soon here.
Shit. You just have to do a little dribble and then stop.
Yes, I can't. No, that's not right. That's not that's ready too yet, Pam. Weak. That I need is to let that brew weak. A bit longer on that one.
So I just thought that was, and also just to say very quickly, last night, my friend Sarah Lang, you know, the one that won the QR code.
Yes, Sarah Lang.
She hosted a birthday party last night and she basically hung the whole thing around what's getting on my shitting tits.
Oh my goodness.
Was absolutely brilliant. There was about 13 of us. She made like a proper soapbox thing that people could stand on. There was a basket that people could put their tits in.
No.
And I'm telling you, we all roared with laughter. We laughed all night. We didn't stop talking. One of the women there, which I am going to pick this up a bit more next week because we're running out of time, but her tits was going to the hairdressers. And when I tell you about it next week,
reasons why.
You are going to wet yourself.
Oh my gosh.
The most brilliant birthday bash I've ever been to.
I mean, that's actually a great idea for the old Livy shits, isn't it?
Oh, honestly, people had loads. There was me and her husband, Andy, sort of hosted it. She had a trophy for the winner and a medal for the runner-up. And we just had, I didn't stop laughing all night. People really getting into it. And really like found themselves going for it, we were like, on the box, on the soapbox. house. And then if everybody agreed that it was a really good tits, she'd made this room 101 box and we threw it in the room 101.
She's gone to lengths there, Sarah Lang.
Sarah does a great event. Oh my God. Like,
bloody hell.
She is, that is one of her amazing skill sets. She's so good at it. But seriously? It was so fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Idea.
Honestly, there was about 13 of us. It was all women. Some of the stories that people told. Mm. Oh my God, I was crying with laughter by the end.
I hope you've kept some of these.
Yeah, I've got them. Yes. Yeah, I've got them logged.
Yeah, because we need to definitely put this to a bigger audience for sure.
It was so good. So yeah, that's what I did last night. It was very fun.
Brilliant.
And thank you so much for sharing everything you shared with us. It's so nice to have you home. I haven't really spoken to you. There's lots more for us to unpack off the line.
Off the line.
I want to hear much more about your thoughts and how it was. And but thank you for sharing it with us. Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
As we have said the last few weeks, we are sort of taking a hiatus from the world of Facebook, TikTok and YouTube, but you can find the podcast on Instagram. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.